It's going to be a real privilege, if you're eavesdropping on this conversation, for you to hear what my next guest is going to be talking about, and thrilled to understand who we're talking with. Gershon Solomon is a longtime friend. I can say all the way back to 1991, the very first time I met Gershon. He was actually trying to walk up onto the Temple Mount on Tish B'Av. Now, Tish B'Av is the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av, and there's a special relationship to the Temple Mount and Tish B'Av. I'll ask Gershon about that in just a moment. There is a planned march endeavoring to try to do the same thing that they did in 91 when I first met Gershon. In fact, we produced a video out of at least that particular event that happened, and we then spent time talking with Gershon about his desire to see a temple built on the Temple Mount. Gershon, it is so great to be able to talk with you. Thank you, my dear friend, for being available.
Thank you very much. A privilege for me to talk with you, my dear friend, so many years.
So many years, yes, indeed. Now, Tish B'Av, I mentioned that. Would you please just briefly tell us, what is Tish B'Av? How does it relate to the Temple Mount?
Yeah, Tisha B'Av is actually the ninth day in the month Av. In the same day, Tisha B'Av, in different times, were destroyed both temples. The first temple in the year 586 BCE by the Babylons, and the second temple was destroyed in the same day on Tisha B'Av, but in the year 70 CE by the Romans. And since the destruction of the second temple, we are mourning in this day. We fast, we go to the Temple Mount. It is a day of mourning, very heavy mourning. And I believe the most, the biggest mourning day in the history of Israel and in the history of the state of Israel, because the destruction of the temple was the most terrible event in the history of Israel. You should know that the temple is the house of God, where the Shekinah of God is dwelling in the midst of the people of Israel. Israel is a clear creation of God in the history of the mankind. Without God, Israel cannot exist and will not exist. God created Israel for a purpose. So the temple was, is, and will be always the most holy and important place in the life of Israel. Actually, a Jewish state cannot exist in the Holy Land without a temple in the middle of this state. On Jerusalem, on the Temple Mount, on the same location of the first and the second temple, when God and His Shekinah dwells in the holy of the holiest of the temple.
You know, I can remember that day in 1991, the press of the world, the media, all of the networks from the United States, CNN, all of them were there to cover, and nobody would step up and talk with you. So I grabbed my microphone, told my cameraman, come, let's talk with Gershon. We walked up to the gate to the Temple Mount, and there you sat and prayed, and you started to read. In fact, I think you read all the way through the book of Lamentations, and there were people at all the gates doing that. But that's what is going to happen next week on Tish B'Av. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, on the Jerusalem Day, the liberation of Jerusalem, the biblical Jerusalem, in 1967, we marched from the Munition Hill to the Temple Mount, and in the head of us, we took with us the cornerstone, 13-ton weight, to the Old City. We could not put it on the Temple Mount, but it was a very symbolic and a very important event. On Tisha B'Av this year, we shall march again to the Temple Mount, and this will be also a special day of demonstration. You know, Israel is now in the midst of a very heavy pressure from all the world, and the leader of this pressure is your president, Barack Hussein Obama, that just today I read in the newspapers that he is going to, on Israel, to take the biblical Jerusalem from the Israeli sovereignty and make it an international city. And this is a terrible thing that is coming from the leader of a nation that is such a wonderful friend of Israel and knows and believes the Bible and the meaning of this holy land given to Israel for a purpose, and especially Jerusalem in the midst of this city. Of this land, of the, and the temple on the Temple Mount, to fulfill the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, that in the last days the house of the Lord will be established on the highest of the mountains, and will be exalted above the hills, and all the nations will flow to Jerusalem to the God of Jacob, to learn His ways.
Yes, that's Isaiah.
The vision of the, and then says the prophet Isaiah, in the name of God, Torah will go out from Jerusalem to all the nations, and then, this is the condition, then he says, will come a real peace to all the world. They will no more learn war, and they will change their weapons to agriculture vessels. And this is the vision for Israel at this great time in the history of Israel and all the world.
Yes, I was going to say that, indeed, that quote from Isaiah chapter 2 is a precious promise to not only the Jewish people, but to the world, when peace will be in existence, when the word of the Lord does go out of Jerusalem. Now, so then there's a dual purpose, as I understand it, Gershon. You're going up on Tisha B'Av to mourn the destruction of the temple, to pray for a temple next year, to be standing on the Temple Mount on Tisha B'Av, but indeed to demonstrate against the United States' effort to try to take away Jerusalem from the Jewish people.
That's right. And actually, you know, the prophet Zechariah and Ezekiel, both of them prophesied, Zechariah in chapter 12 and 14, Zechariah chapter 38, 39, that in the last days, and we are living in the last days, the time of the rebirth of Israel as a nation, as a state of God, will come pressure and attacks from all the nations to take Jerusalem from Israel, from the sovereignty of the people of God, and to attack Israel and to take from them the land. And the pressure is coming now to take from us Judea and Samaria and Gaza, to stop settlements, what God commanded us in all the prophecies in the last days, to settle the land for the honor of God, for the time that Israel will fulfill her mission among the nations, according to Isaiah chapter 2. And here comes all this pressure, and Iran prepares a nuclear weapon, and they say very clearly to remove Israel from the map of the world, and pressure from Europe, from the Arab Islamic countries. They all of them want to destroy Israel, and now from America, which, you know, what I cannot believe, and we cannot believe in Israel, and accept that from America, this nation that was established on this country, on America, on the principles of the Bible, and to stand with Israel and help Israel to rebuild her sovereignty in the land, the sovereignty of God, and to prepare the land and Jerusalem to be the focus for all the nations. But the condition is that Israel will do it. Israel will have the sovereignty on Jerusalem and on the land, and Israel will build the temple. This is the decision of God and the word of God.
And the word of God will indeed be fulfilled, Gershon. And we know that your efforts are playing a key role in helping prepare all the things to get ready for that temple to be erected on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Well, it's so important for us to be able to report this information. I read in the Jerusalem Post, in fact, the day I read it, it was the lead story in the internet section of the Jerusalem Post that you were putting together this march to march to the Temple Mount. It's supposed to be a very large group of people gathering to do that. So we'll be thinking about you. We'll try to get a hold of you next Saturday, if you'll allow us to, and we'll get an update on how everything came off. Gershon, thank you so very much for being available for us. We appreciate it, and keep on keeping on, my dear friend. We love you. Thank you so much.
We love you, my dear friend. Shalom, shalom, and God bless you.